The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. We typically hear the Beatitudes, the version of the Beatitudes that is classically read at funerals or at Sunday Mass, comes from Matthew. Today we hear the version from Luke. Mark and John do not have a presentation of a version of the Beatitudes. And there's a difference between Matthew and Luke. Matthew gives 8 Beatitudes, Luke only presents 4. And then Luke goes on to say 4 woes that follow the Beatitudes. And sometimes people hear this and think, well, gosh, did one of them just add some stuff or make some things up? Why would there be differences? When people come to Sunday Mass, and I hear it almost every single weekend, and they come out after I've given a homily, and 5 people will have 5 different versions of what I said, and yet all 5 of them might have the exact words that I used in my homily, but there were certain things that struck one person as opposed to another one. Or one might jump from one line to 5 lines later, whereas another person might remember 5 lines right in a row. And it's the same with Matthew and Luke, Mark and John. But not only things that struck them, but when they would preach to others, there would be certain things that one crowd would need to hear that another would not. And so there'd be a different emphasis. But something that the fathers point out, Matthew and Luke begin the same. With poverty. Blessed are the poor, and blessed are the poor in spirit. And the fathers say, because without poverty of heart, none of the other Beatitudes would follow. Everything flows from that. If a heart is filled with the desire for things of this world, they will never journey far in faith. And when I read that from the fathers, I remembered something that I read recently about Our Lady. One author said that she was the poorest creature who ever lived. And I remember reading that, the poorest creature who ever lived, right? Wasn't she the most exalted? And he said she was the poorest because her heart was the most empty of any attachment to things of this world. And St. Maximian Kolbe said this, "The Holy Spirit, who in God has no fruitfulness." Right, the Father produces the Son, and the Father and the Son bring forth the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not bring forth another person. The Holy Spirit, who in God has no fruitfulness, finds in Mary the poorest and therefore the most perfect spiritual creature, the place wherein he can realize all his fruitfulness. Because she was poor, our Blessed Mother Mary said of herself, "Our Lord chose me because of my lowliness." And I close with these words from Blessed Mother Teresa. She said to her sisters on one occasion, "You and I, we are nothing. And in this, we see the terrible humility of God. He is so great, so wonderful, that he uses nothingness to show his greatness. May we embrace our poverty, that our Lord might use us as he desires.